Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Professor Chris is our guest, one of the founders of one of the top hip-hop rap groups ever, Public Enemy. pgriff.info is the website. We're going to your phone calls right now, and I wasn't trying to chastise the last caller, but I mean, you can hear the radio in the background. It's like, yeah, we want to hear you, and it's just, I've been doing rock radio almost 18 years. It drives me crazy. Let's talk to Michael Paul in Nebraska. You're on the air with Professor Griff. Go ahead. What's your question?
I guess my question was about solutions. What do you think we could do to, you know, try and remedy this as quickly as possible?
As quick as possible, I think it starts right here on the Alex Jones Show with Dialogue. And this is what I said the last time. If it's not with this particular gentleman and this medium, you and I would probably, we don't operate in the same circles. You and I would never have this dialogue. Simply because if the plan and the agenda is working and it's being carried out, it's designed for you and I to be at odds with one another.
Oh, they admit with Google now, it makes you go to your little group.
Exactly. We can dialogue now, and we can come up with strategies and solutions. But can I tell you something, sir?
Yes, go ahead.
I would never get the plan over an open line like this. We have to sit in closed meetings, study groups, to come up with a plan to counteract the madness. Simply because we don't know who's listening to the Alex Jones Show. And I want to say to the government agents that are out there, thank y'all for tuning in also. We appreciate y'all for that.
Well, listen, we talked about that off air. Sir, a great question. Do you have any other questions?
No, sir.
God bless you. You know, people ask me, what is your solution? And I give out a lot of individual solutions. But number one, wake up, you know, snap your fingers, get out of the trance, look around you, don't believe us. People say, oh, I trust this person or I trust that person. Don't trust anybody. Verify, learn, see who you can really trust. It's not who's the fanciest or, you know, somebody says this guy's a bad guy and then there's no proof. That's all Cass Sunstein, cognitive infiltration. We've got to come together and realize there's no future if we don't. Professor Griff, sure, go ahead. I think the caller didn't get hung up on when I said thanks for the call. They just hung up.
Yeah, I think we need to recognize the fact that it's about the human family. And as they said in the movie New Jack City, we all we got. So I think it's the us against them kind of thing. And this has nothing to do with your complexion. And we need to understand that they're coming after us all.
They are rolling out with a technocracy on record to replace us with machines, saying they're going to kill all of us. And that's the big issue. That should be the big enemy. In fact, maybe the flag should be black people, white people, brown people, red people, whatever, like with clubs beating a robot into pieces. Like all of us in a circle beating the robot and the all-seeing eye into pieces. And it's not that the robot itself's bad. That's going to be its tool because it'll follow orders. I mean, isn't that the unifying thing right there, Professor Griff, is to realize that, as you said?
Right, but that's what they're afraid of. So the plan is to create these false flags and false fronts to keep us at odds with one another. And we have to understand that. I spoke in my book, The Acapella Revolution, about the vote scam. Did I not catch hell? Because black people feel that, okay, well, we fought, bled, and died to have the right to vote. That doesn't necessarily mean the vote is going to work for you. We need to understand something. These people control both parties. Until there's a third party, and until we just kind of overhaul the government, just kind of get rid of it and start over again, it's not going to work for any of us because they control it.
Sure. Well, I mean, people ask for solutions. Solutions are getting awake, having dialogue, communicating with people, getting out of your comfort zone. They want you in a house, watching television, not even talking to your neighbors. You want to defeat the New World Order? Go ride a bike. You want to defeat the New World Order? Walk over to people that are different from you at a gas station and start warning them. I do that everywhere I go. My kids are like, oh, Dad, not again. I don't care. I go up and I warn everybody. We'll be right back. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We have now posted in the tile section at the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com 21 goals of the Illuminati and the Committee of 300. And under it, the last interview I think I did 3-4 years ago with John Coleman, who was in British intelligence. And the last time I tried to get him on, he was ill and having to have surgery. I believe I'm going from memory, and so that's why we hadn't had him back on. I thought he was riding off in the sunset, but we should try to get him back on the show. Amazing information. Professor Griff was bringing that up today. I'm glad he did. It's very important. I want to take some final phone calls from Selena, David, Will, Mark, and Robert. Please have your question ready. But Professor Griff, you've got some more knowledge. Professor Griff, one of the founders of Public Enemy, being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, what is it, next month, joins us now. Professor Griff, again, here into the second hour of the interview with you, ahead of Dr. Pachinik joining us with new Bin Laden hoax information here in about 30 minutes. Break down that other information.
I was trying to explain to people through my book, The Acapella Revolution. I wrote a song entitled Elvis Killed Kennedy. And in the song, I kind of tell a story on how it goes into these false stories that the media puts out. And then tracking these stories down and finding out the truth. And by the time this happens, you've wasted valuable time. But what I did in the book is I put the resources to let people know how we can kind of cut through the chase. I talked about the IMF enslavement of Black Africa. I talked about the United States prison population hits an all-time high. industry, also invest in a stock in private prisons. I talk about the prison industrial complex. I talk about fluoride, and we talk about heart, but we talk about different things in this particular chapter dealing with Elvis Kill Kennedy. This is one of the methods, a few calls ago asked this question. This is one of the methods that we use to awaken the masses of the people. What better way to do it than to educate them through entertainment, as KRS-One said, who coined the phrase edutainment. This is one of the ways that we use to kind of wake up the masses of the people. It has to be put in a book form. It has to be put in an audio book. It has to be taught in universities, on and offline. This has to be the conversation at Starbucks or the average coffee shop. This has to be the conversation, these particular subjects that we bring up, not only on the Alex Jones show, but on other shows.
Very well said. Professor Griff is our guest. Let's take some calls. Selena in California, you're on the air with Professor Griff. Go ahead.
Hi, Professor Griff. My question was, I wanted to get your take on the Koch brothers, actually, how they pretty much fund America's for Prosperity, and how they're trying to destroy Social Security and segregate the schools, and pretty much they fund Obama, and I just wanted to get your take on them.
Anything that I could possibly say right now would be too premature.
Sherman, here's the deal. It's a meme that anybody that's pro-gun is a right-wing extremist racist funded by the Koch brothers. And the truth is they're a small Illuminati family spinoff, newer money, who one mafia group's about to basically push off the map. They've tried to take over conservatism as their own engine, and they're just a smaller mafia family, but we're actually doing a study on them because the entire fake left obsesses on them, and that's their conspiracy that they run the whole world. And so, it's true. David Knight was talking about being up in the Carolinas, living there, one of our reporters, and that all the major conservative groups he'd go to, meetings and stuff, it was like Koch brother people there, basically trying to take it over. So I've got him doing some research on that. I've been doing some research as well. So certainly they're involved in American conservatism. The original dad was part of the John Birch Society that, as far as I can tell, told a lot of the true stuff about the New World Order and got proven right. So for whatever reason, the Illuminati wants to shut them down. Doesn't mean they're good overall, but they don't want to give up their refineries and coal. Okay, so you've actually got the globalists want to shut off our energy to control us. That's why they block real alternative energy that Professor Griff was talking about. Professor Griff?
Yes, I would like to put my email address out there for me, because a lot of times when we are traveling, we don't have access. The internet is a beautiful thing, but a lot of times you need to touch and have communication with people. You need to talk to people face to face. When that question came up, I have a ton of information, but I don't want to speak, too prematurely. So my email address is professorgriffpe@gmail.com. That's professorgriffpe@gmail.com. And my phone number is 678-557-2919. I would definitely love to have people send me this particular information. What I noticed when I'm in communication with the people that I speak with from outside of the United States, the information is vastly different. And it takes sometimes longer to cross-reference, because a lot of times you don't want to get on the Alex Jones show just to sound intelligent and important and your information's incorrect.
No, you're kicking butt, and we're having a dialogue, getting people thinking. That's half the battle. And I think it's important. I think by people saying I work for the Koch brothers and stuff and almost creating, schizophrenia out there, I think it's good, because then that makes me go research and realize there's a mafia battle going on. It's like I'm not for Assad, but they're trying to knock him off. He didn't do anything. That's evil in Syria. Don't take him out. Just like I'm against starting a war with Russia. Doesn't mean I endorse Putin. And it's the same thing. Why are they trying to shut down the Koch brothers? Why are they trying to eradicate them? And it just shows these. Why did Boris Berezovsky just get killed? I mean, clearly murdered the Russian oligarch. Because these globalists, one thing they do at the highest levels, they do occasionally knock each other off, and I think that's what's holding them back. In fact, Brzezinski's talked about that, that they've got to have unity, and thank God they don't have perfect unity. That's one thing holding them up. Let's talk to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the air with Professor Griff. Go ahead. Go ahead, Mark. You're on the air with Professor Griff. Okay, Mark is gone. Let's talk to Robert in California. You're on the air with Professor Griff.
Yes. How are you guys doing? My question for Professor Griff is mind control and how the New World Order likes to play people off of each other, and also the new technology that actually emerged about 2 to 3 years ago concerning brain gate technology, and how possibly the New World Order is also using that against people, against off each other, and possibly against people in Congress.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it came out in the 70s. They were using all sorts of mind control projection systems on people in legislators. I mean, it's incredible how far we're down the rat hole on this. Professor Griff?
Yeah, let me ask you something, Alex. What was the name of the movie that came out? I think it was a little documentary film that they had talking about brain fingerprinting. And I think the information went into the fact that if you committed a crime, they were able to take you in, strap you to this machine, and read your brain waves to see whether or not that particular crime is still in your brain.
I forget the name of the movie, but I'm familiar with it. And it's also, you know, they're all... No, Minority Report is pre-crime. This is after...
The movie, Ben Affleck's Paycheck, I believe they...
That's right. They go in and use the laser to erase the memories.
Right.
It's Paycheck.
Right. We have to be very, very careful and not so narrow-minded as to think they have maybe 1 to 2 methods on pushing the whole mind control program on the masses of the people. It's done several different ways. And the way I present it in the psychological covert war on hip-hop is through the vibratory frequencies of music. It's what Stephen Jacobson in his book Mind Control in America talked about when he talked about double speak, when he talked about backward masking. It's done in several different ways. We could sit and watch TV for an hour, come up from off the couch playing armchair revolutionary, come up off the couch and not even know that we've been indoctrinated with certain things that sit in the
Oh, listen, I can tell when it's going on. Absolutely. I can tell when something's really programming. And that's why I said watch the Dark Knight series be connected to shootings before it was all connected to both of them. Before, I mean, I said that because I know when I get physically ill watching trailers and looking, I can tell my brain just knows when it's being programmed, and it's everywhere. And then there's overt stuff where they, like, you know, the person that homeschools in every TV show is a terrorist or a racist or a criminal. I mean, there's open brainwashing and demonization, but there's also subliminal programming on record.
Exactly. So to your caller, Robert, you need to probably just, what me and Alex was talking about off the air, just kind of come off the grid, unplug, get away from all electronics, all right, and just press the reset button. Press the Robert reset button from California.
We all went down, well, I mean, not we all, my son and Rob Dew and his son and my dad, we all took an RV down with Richard Reeves to Big Bend for 4 days, and the cell phones don't work there. There's no civilization. And I felt like heaven. And it's because there's no frequency pollution.
Right.
Like I mean, all I want to do is go back there. I mean, I'm tempted to go move there. But I can't run. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, there's people right now that are listening that know how to align the chakras and cleanse the auric field. And I think that's what a lot of us need sometimes, especially around these electronics all the time. These frequencies are bombarding the brain cells and the auric field.
Well, they admit cell phones actually rattle loose the DNA strands in your cells.
Now that's deep.
It cuts them in two. You know what? We've got to do 5 more minutes. Can you do 5 more minutes, Griff?
Yes, sir.
All right, Bob. Callers, I'm doing it for you. John's got a question about guns in Chicago. Also, we'll talk to folks in New York, Maryland, and that'll be it. Davon and Eric, that'll be it after John. But Professor Griff, pgriff.info. And you can get his books there. You can also support us. Get our books, T-shirts, and materials at InfoWarsStore.com.
Nothing is more American than Diamond Gusset Jeans. 100% American-made since 1987. Soft and broken in from the start, yet more rugged and durable than any jean you've ever worn. Have you ever experienced mis-sized jeans from China? Well, you won't with Diamond Gusset. Every pair is crafted to fit exactly the same and always feel like they were custom made. Need a 35, 37, or 39 waist? How about a 31 inseam? We keep all sizes in stock for the fit you need. Looking for a relaxed fit, slim fit, regular fit, boot cut, or straight leg? We got you covered. Buy the world's best fitting jeans at Gusset.com or call 1-888-8-GUSSET. Get free Gusset targets for the next time you go to the shooting range with the purchase of their new Ranger jean. Use code COMFORT when ordering to receive free shipping on all Gusset orders at Gusset.com. That's Gusset.com to get only the best all-American jeans.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions, can be buried up to 30 feet, and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Hi, this is John O'Toole with Midas Resources Gold and Silver Company. We have all heard of Rand Paul warning of an imminent currency crisis as a result of reckless spending on Capitol Hill and endless wars overseas. But what are we doing to prepare for it? China, India, and numerous other countries are buying up gold and silver by the ton because they know what's really going on. Don't you think it's time you do the same thing before it's too late? Call me, John O'Toole, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 133, and find out why gold and silver have been the true safe havens for over 5,000 years. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133. I'll send you a booklet highlighting 10 reasons why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over.
Everybody knows the good guys lost. Yeah, but did we really lose? We don't lose until the fat lady sings, and I don't want to lose. A lot of people are getting losing right now as the globalists kill them with soft kill weapons. John in Illinois, you want to talk about guns in Chicago. You're on the air. What's your question?
I just have a statement. Do you guys know that in Chicago they're closing the schools and they're forcing gangs into other gang school territories? And that's going to cause school shootings. I should know. I was convicted of a school shooting, taking a gun into school. I was tried in a 50,000-volt shock device of a crime I didn't commit. I was put in the Illinois prison system, where they put me in the soy project, where they tested the GMO soy on the prisoners.
Oh, yeah, that's killing them, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Well, send me a story about what happened to you. I mean, look at Chicago. They've taken the guns, so only the criminals and government have it, and it's a hellhole. I appreciate your call. Professor Griff, what's your take on that comment?
Well, you know something? I don't think they're ever going to get all the guns that they think they're going to get out of the hand of the people. The total number of guns that Michael Moore said was now in America. Do you remember?
There's like, my number's 400 million.
400 million guns. And you're talking about banning a certain particular rifle or clip. It is ridiculous.
Well, bottom line, you notice the government's getting all these extra weapons, but they want mine. I'm telling you now. Buy more guns, folks. And we need good people with guns. Davon in New York, you're on the air with Professor Griff. Go ahead.
Hey, so I was calling because I was assaulted last week by the NYPD. They assaulted me and arrested me and claimed that I was resisting arrest. And my question was regarding what can we actually do to actually win against the NYPD, because they made a lot of lies on me.
Yeah, the NYPD is just legendarily bad. I've been arrested by them just peacefully protesting, and they were making stuff up. And it's just amazing that is a giant gang and they're not all bad, but the system is run by bad people on the top. Professor Griff, what do you do about that?
It's just good people in a bad system, but we need to keep in mind that the police are not the power structure. The police are being used by the power structure. And with what we just went through, as far as young black men are concerned with this stop and frisk, it's utterly ridiculous. I don't see why Americans get blamed up, because listen, it's black people today, but who is it tomorrow?
I've actually been stopped and frisked in 2004 at the RNC walking down the street. It happened to our other guys. So you're right. They mainly do it to minorities, but now they're doing it exactly. They search cars randomly. It happens to my white friends in New York all the time. They just randomly do whatever they want now.
I tell people all the time, once they come get Professor Griff in the morning, guess who they're coming for in the evening?
That's right. Absolutely. That's what Tony Brown always says. What they test in the black community, you better believe is coming to your... We talked about it before we went on air, how white people and folks think that they're part of the power structure, the Boule, you know, Masonic black leaders. They all think they're part of the power structure. And I'm here to tell you, none of you are part of the power structure. What do you call that when you imagine you're running things when you aren't?
You might call it a tea party.
Elaborate on that, because you've got the Republican version of the Tea Party, and then you've got the Ron Paul version, but yeah, the establishment Tea Party?
No, I'm not talking about the establishment Tea Party. A lot of people who are this Negro in the Tea Party, who thinks that these people, it's so funny that I can't even get it out, who thinks that these people accept him, and none of what these people are presenting will ever catapult him in the position that he feels he's going to be in. It's a trick. It's the yellow brick road syndrome, I call it. You end up at Oz, and you pull the curtain back, and this character, this little short little fat little character, running everything. Who would have thought? So I think we're propping up the Tea Party, exacerbating the tensions between black and white for an ultimate racial showdown. They pretend like the bobbleheads and the talking heads pretend like the Democrats versus the Republicans. They have the gun issue, they have the gay marriage issue, the abortion issue, and we're being force-fed not only the question, but we're being force-fed the answers and the solution.
Well said.
Being controlled by the same people.
Absolutely. That's a good way to end it. I'll say bye to you in the break. Come back with Dr. Steve Pachinik with big breaking news. Professor Griff is been our guest today. pgriff.info. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com. Professor Griff, thanks for coming on with us.
All right.
Amazing.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without. With big survival buck savings, our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese. All packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now the best part, buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, you can't get fooled again.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Steve Pachenik is going to be joining us here in just a moment. Dr. Pachenik, of course, is a best-selling author. Many of his books have been turned into major movies. He's co-written quite a few books with Tom Clancy, and is one of his main sources. The composite, the character Jack Ryan, is partially based on him. And we do have Pachenik. Okay, we got him on right as we came in here. And I got an email from him saying, tell Alex the USG pressure is getting greater and greater. And you know, maybe we shouldn't even get into all that until he wants to talk about it. But the entire Bin Laden hoax is coming down. And when I saw this email this morning, when Chris brought it in with Dr. Pachenik sending us this, this is the guy that ran psychological warfare for the State Department, ran hostage negotiation, helped get the peace deal with Egypt and Israel, the only real peace deal. I mean, he didn't brag about himself, but it's on record that he was the guy there as the psychiatrist, helping, run the PSYOP, but from his perspective, for good. And you can look up some of his other exploits that you won't ever talk about on air. Look, he likes me bringing him up, but he's credited with all sorts of interesting things, bringing down all sorts of governments. And he first came on, of course, member of the CFR till he got out of it with his disgust over it. He came on in 2002 and said, Bin Laden has been frozen. He's dead. They're going to roll him out when they want. Then Walter Cronkite came out, who's as high level as you get in the inner circle, and said, yeah, they've got his body. Don't roll him out in the 2004 election to the Republicans. Then former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright on CNN said, he is dead. She said this on Larry King. We played it. You look it up. The media's listening. This is Pulitzer Prize type stuff. They said, yes, it's true. He's dead. Don't roll him out. Then Teresa Hines Carey said it, but Bush didn't need to roll it out. Now, they kept it. Then they did the. Now it turns out no one saw the body. There was no ritual. That's come out in the news. There's one, two, three, four, five, six different stories. I've got a CNN report now saying another Navy SEAL report says it happened this way. They blew up most of the SEALs to get rid of them. I've talked to a SEAL, current active duty, who has a friend in SEAL Team 6, and they believe they're being killed. Okay, so the point is, they under national security, they say don't talk about it. And then and then they start killing the people involved. This is a major narrative. And Pachinik got visited by all sorts of different foreign intelligence operatives, domestic ones. I got a lot of really weird contacts and threats. You see, this is the real world here. And, Dr. Pachinik obviously has done a lot of stuff inside the system. But he's also very, very critical of it. You can take what he says, at face value or the grain of salt. I think he's very interesting. And I concur that Bin Laden did die. He's also a doctor, not just a psychiatrist, of the things that he broke down. And he joins us today until the transmission ends here in about 25 minutes. So specifically, I want to just recap, sir, so you can go over that. We'll also show your website, a newly redesigned, stevepachinik.com for folks on screen. You're writing a lot of articles up there. We've been linking to some at Infowars.com. What is going on right now with the Bin Laden fable? Because we're seeing a lot of chatter about it not being true, even in the mainstream.
Well, thank you, Alex, for bringing me on, but also your audience has to understand that you were very instrumental in a lot of this issue of denigrating the narrative of Bin Laden being the cause of the war for Iraq. One of the reasons I've had increased pressure, and I've told you about it, I've always been honest with you and the audience because it's an American issue, and that is that the Bin Laden story has to remain alive for this administration because Obama has continued to be an asset of the CIA. He's brought in Brennan, who's been a disastrous operative for the CIA and now director of the CIA. He's created not only a war in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iraq, now he's going into Syria. And I warned them for years, do not go into Syria. If you go into Syria, we're going to have a Middle East conflict that you've never seen before, and we can't afford it. Basically, the Bin Laden story has been stayed alive, and why the pressure's coming on me is that I've been sent a whole article on Paul Wolfowitz, who I knew, who's the father and the deputy secretary of the Defense Department and the father of the stand down in 9/11, because he trained under a Chicago professor by the name of Wolfstetter and studied stand down. And basically, the intelligence community was sending me this email to tell me, oh, how great he was. And, in fact, I've known Paul since he was at Cornell University, where he was a pathetic individual. His father was a brilliant mathematician who abused Paul. And Paul, in return, who was a pathetic individual, abused others and intimidated others, but became the father of the stand-down. And I accused him specifically, along with Steve Hadley, Richard Pearl, all the neocons, of being criminals who brought us to the Iraq War. The second element that came in for increased pressure just around us, and that's what everyone has seen, is this Peter Bergen, a man of ill repute, a man who's basically a MI6, an American born in Minneapolis, grew up in England, an MI6 operative along with the CIA, who has no credentials in terrorism, counterterrorism, never been in our military or British military, but has all these books that he claims. He talked to Osama bin Laden and then went into huge detail about how Osama bin Laden had been killed and pursued by SEAL Team 6. Well, that was absurd. And so all of these elements are still coming back because the narrative has to stay alive legitimate. In other words, if the narrative dies and it's found to be ill-proven, as you have done very bravely, and I've just helped to contribute to you, but as an insider who left accounts on foreign relations because of despicable individuals like Elliot Abrams, Ackerman, and all the criminals who were brought in from the State Department and CIA into the Council on Foreign Relations, I refused to support him or the council. It was no longer a legitimate expression of American democracy. So what in fact happened, and this is a new bulletin for your people. 7 months ago, in order to maintain the narrative, unbeknownst to the CIA, I was a member and have been a member for 10 years of the Academy of Arts and Sciences and of the Producers Guild. Because I have produced and executive produced TV shows, I have been a nominator for the Oscars of Best Film. And I was given this film called Zero Dark Thirty 7 to 8 months ago before anybody saw it, along with the script. When I saw that movie, I was shocked. First of all, the opening scene that most people have seen of the torture of an individual was totally inappropriate. The CIA had not done that. In all deference and respect to the CIA that I knew, they did not waterboard people. They didn't have to waterboard anybody for Osama bin Laden because Osama bin Laden, as you correctly said, I said 10 years ago, was dead.
It was torture porn to legitimize torture when, as you know, they used third-party states, Jordan, you name it, Poland,
correct,
black sites to do the torture.
Correct. But in this case, the movie, which was pitched directly to Catherine Bigelow and Michael Bold, two suckers, and unfortunately, the entire Academy, and I reprimanded the Academy for being a pawn of the CIA and the intelligence community, and basically the CIA, at the expense of the American public, as an office there where they pitch stories to people like Catherine Bigelow, who's totally incorrect.
Yeah, they're writing the scripts, but let's expand on that. You wrote those articles at the time. I probably should have had you on, but just got lost in the shuffle. They've since admitted that Zero Dark Thirty is fake, and the White House said it isn't true, just to cover themselves when the CIA wrote the thing.
Right, correct. But the reason I said that is I'm the one who instigated on behalf of our intelligence community. And the reason I'm saying that is, in as much as I criticize our intelligence community, they are so self-destructive, both our military intelligence, our CIA, and our other elements, that they were putting in jeopardy our assets, which are real human assets all over the world, in jeopardy, as well as denigrating the reputation of our military. SEAL Team 6 had nothing to do with the death of Osama bin Laden. SEAL Team 6 is a disaster as an organization. There were 15 of them that were involved when I was involved in the raid in Grenada who died and drowning. The real teams that are involved in special forces are Delta, 173. They're all kinds of special units that work 24/7, but they have nothing to do with the Osama bin Laden story. So, in effect, what happened was I initiated a protest very quickly to the intelligence community, also to our legislators, to say cease and desist all of these issues before we go on and create another war. So what happened? Not only are we in Afghanistan, and the president refuses to admit that we're going on there for the 11th year and selling $3 trillion for nothing. There are no terrorists. The Haqqani group and the Taliban were all created by us. Zalmay Khalilzad had worked with the Taliban, the guy who worked for me, and a neocon who was the deputy to Wolfowitz, along with Hamid Karzai, who was a delicatessen owner in Silver Spring and a man who had a history of bipolar illness. And it's as corrupt as the day is long. He's involved in the trans-Afghanistan pipeline, Afghanistan. And now the CIA wants to supply and is supplying weapons to Salafists.
So what's happening politically that they're publicly unraveling the narrative with more fake narratives? Is that meant to muddy the water? And why is Karzai coming out and saying the West runs Taliban and Al-Qaeda and is staging terror attacks? Why everywhere is the membrane of fraud popping? I mean, is there something behind that? Or is it good people blowing the whistle? What does that signify?
What it signifies, Alex, is what you know. Compounding lies and compounding errors in the hands of incompetent, intelligent operatives like Brennan, Donilon, the head of the National Security Council, and particularly the President and Vice President Biden, whom Roger Ailes calls the stupidest thing since a ashtray, compounds itself into a disaster, and that's what's happening. And unfortunately, the American public is now paying $3 trillion for the war. 500,000 people have been killed. 40% of our soldiers are committing suicide, all because of a storyline that never happened with the Osama bin Laden that led to the war in Iraq, that led to the war in Pakistan, that led to the war in Afghanistan, that led to the war in Syria, and now will lead to the war in Jordan, United Arab Emirates, and Saudi Arabia.
Well, that's another point. Why would they have Robert Gibbs come out and admit that he was ordered to lie about a drone program that was public, like the Washington Monument's public, and then he said it's Alice in Wonderland. He said it's like the Wizard of Oz. I'm told to lie when the curtain's already open. I mean,
What's happening, Alex, is people who leave the government and are not longer paid by the government but are paid by lobbying have all the courage once they leave the government. But we have soldiers and intelligence officers. Unfortunately, for example, like Jennifer Trejas, who I thought would be stand up and would really hold the line for the military and CIA, and he lied.
Yeah, but didn't they bring him down because he wasn't playing ball with him? Didn't they use that?
Well, they broke him down because he didn't know that Brennan was running an illegal operation of SOCOM or special forces, which were off the books in Benghazi and using Benghazi not as a consulate. There was no embassy there, but as a torture center and a relay station for heavy equipment into the Syrian thugs who were funded by...
Let me ask you that question. What really happened in Benghazi now that we've got hindsight and you've got a lot of connections?
Well, at that time, I wrote an article saying that was my third military coup. My first one had to do with Nixon, where we basically had to take him out. And the second one was with Bush Jr., where we took out Cheney's people and the neocons, and we brought in Gates. And the third one was when we brought in Petraeus, basically take over the civilians. And what happened there, contrary to what the president lied again about, was the following. The head of AFRICOM, a general of AFRICOM, was decommissioned because he wanted to help the SEAL team that was ex-SEAL team, but they were still part of our military, for help. Then the head of our Navy military, the 107th unit, our rear admiral, was decommissioned. 11 other naval officers were decommissioned. So what happened in effect was Brennan, the head of the counterterrorism office from the White House, had sent up a totally illegal unit in Benghazi, bypassing Petraeus, who was in fact in charge of all of this. Petraeus was blindsided, and without his knowing it, every military officer who was involved wanted to save our men, but they were told not to save them by Brennan and by the President of the United States and the Vice President. And we had once again a criminal act committed by the President of the United States.
Was that to keep it compartmentalized because they don't want evidence of the heat-seeking missiles and things being given to al-Qaeda for Syria? Or were they getting rid of the ambassador because he was the guy that handled the weapons?
Well, the ambassador really was not handling the weapons. One of the guys who resigned was Eric Boswell, who I knew for 30 years, a very staid, very professional State Department Assistant Secretary of Diplomatic Security. As usual, Hillary lied, knew very well that Christopher Stevens, and with all due respect to the State Department, really did not want any diplomatic security around him. But he was not in an official embassy. The embassy he was in was really what we call a cutout. It was basically used for torture of al-Qaeda or suspected terrorists and for supplying of heavy weapons into Syria. And they couldn't admit that. So Hillary lied, Obama lied, Petraeus lied, Brennan lied.
Well, yeah, that Zero Dark 30 fable has Obama in it saying we don't torture, and when everybody knows it's just continued on. I mean, just amazing amounts of BS.
Well, it's not just BS, my friend. What's happening now and why your audience is so important, we have a president now who should be impeached for criminal war crimes. There is no ifs, ands, and buts. According to the laws of the Nuremberg trial, according to Judge Robert Jackson, to initiate a war of aggression is not only an international crime, it is the ultimate evil of all. And for that, Judge Jackson indicted Nazi war criminals. For that, our President Biden, Brennan, Michael Hayden, who was in charge of our CIA and the National Security Agency when Osama bin Laden went down, should all be indicted for war crimes, along with Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Zalmay, Sandy Berger, Wolfowitz, Pearl, Steve Hadley, all people I worked with, Dennis Ross, Scooter Lizzie, George Tenet of the CIA, and David Wormser, who I fired. This is not an if, and, and but. What's happening, Alex, thanks to you and other people who really were courageous, not me. I just came in to tell you what I knew, not because I'm brave, but because I'm a tired, angry American citizen and soldier and intelligence operative and a dad who said, this is enough. We are going to so many wars where we have lost the wars, our military is ineffectual, our intelligence is disastrous, and we are paying a very high price in terms of
absolutely.
The body
stay there.
And the money.
Sure, Doc, we got to go to break. We come back in the final segment of this hour. Yeah, you're saying you're getting heat put on you. Explain to me what that means. I had your email here. I'm trying to find it in all the stacks of paper. Dr. Steve Pachinik, very famous, quiet spy master, I guess you could call him, brought down governments, you name it, psychiatrist and a bunch of other degrees, and what, like the equivalent of a colonel in the Navy. We'll be right back.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
What if I say I will never surrender? Dr. Steve Pachinik is our guest right now. He says, this is in the email while we got him on. Tell Alex the USG pressure is getting greater and greater on me with their refusal to accept the Osama bin Laden lie. I've now found out he does want this talked about. It's getting to a whole new level of intensity between me and the intelligence community. They are now using Peter Bergen, MI6, and nonsense about SEAL Team 6. Yeah, we've got a CNN clip where... what do you call this tactic where they're caught in other lies? So they, oh, that was wrong, but this story's right. And then, you know, there wasn't a situation room photo. It was fake. There wasn't live feeds. There, you know, no one saw the body thrown in. They kicked like half the shift off so they could discredit them, saying they didn't see it. I mean, you can see the cover up going on here. They're getting desperate. What does this mean? How are they putting pressure on you?
Well, the reason they're putting pressure on me is because I'm one of the original ones in counterterrorism. Peter Bergen and the Anderson Coopers are all trained by the CIA, and they've come in the past 10, 15 years. There's no history of Peter Bergen being in anything but MI6, CIA, and some nonsensical group. At the same time, they know SEAL Team 6, for me, was nothing more than a disaster and a false story. What they tried to do is put pressure on me to recant the story, while at the same time, even though I'm a member of the Association of Former Intelligence Operatives and the National Military Intelligence Association, I'm saying that the members of my association, including Michael Hayden, who was our general in charge of the National Security Agency, the CIA, and George Tenet, are criminals who basically created the Patriot Act, created the stand down, created the false flag, and allowed President Bush Jr., Cheney, Rumsfeld, and the whole gang of neocons to get away with killing Americans. Now, once that has to be proven, and that once that's stated, and the American public understands it, and that the war in Iraq has been a disaster, but we're going into another war in Syria, they can no longer sustain the false story that they've created.
That's what I'm saying. They admittedly are running Al-Qaeda worldwide now. I mean, I even had Ted Nugent on yesterday, and he was like, yeah, they are. But, I mean, it's just the whole narrative is out in the open now. Their butts hanging out.
Correct. There is no real terrorist war. What's happening is they're trying to justify the existence of 4,000 or 5,000 operatives in the CIA and operatives in the military intelligence and 800,000 contractors with top secret security and counterterrorism that have no reason to exist whatsoever because the military industrial complex is so strong. But what's happening is...
But if I wanted to destroy the U.S. intelligence network, and I'm certainly no spy expert, but common sense, I would create 80,000, 800,000, whatever, private intelligence groups with top secret clearances, and then you're automatically totally infiltrated. Tens of thousands of Chinese known operatives from their government in the rocket systems. I mean, they're trying to destroy America.
Well, the problem is nobody has to try because the CIA is so incompetent. If Jimmy Carter really understood it and fired 4,000 CIA operatives, and I was in agreement with it, that the CIA is so incompetent, particularly under Brennan now, and particularly under Obama, who has no strategic sense, no capability to manage, that they're self-destructing. The problem is not them. The problem is that the American public is paying trillions of dollars sending innocent men and women to die in places like Syria, Afghanistan, and supporting false governments like Saudi Arabia, where you have fat, lazy, incompetent individuals with no oil. At the same time, Jordan, where you have a king who was created by the British, Abdullah, who is nothing more than an MI6 operative, and you have at the United Arab Emirates individuals who really just pump oil when we don't need any of that. We have everything we need in terms of fracking and net.
So the reason you're on air is you see them basically imploding America in their delusion, and even from a corrupt perspective for the globalists, they're destroying their main command base. It is insanity. We're going to come back with a little five-minute overdrive with you, Dr. Pachinik.
No problem.
Thank you. StevePachinik.com. I want you to talk about what you predict is going to happen now, because you really have been accurate in your predictions, and why are they going after the guns and everything else, trying to start a civil war. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back, coming up with a bit of overdrive right here on the GCN Radio Network.
One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have a discount at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.